On August 8th, two subsidiaries of MBIA, an American insurer, sued nine Wall Street firms alleging misconduct in underwriting bonds issued by Puerto Rico and wrapped or guaranteed by MBIA. Lawsuits accusing banks of peddling iffy securities are not rare these days. However, this one is a reminder that monoline bond insurers, which briefly played a starring role in the financial crisis of 2008, are, though hardly full of life, still kicking. Monoline insurers, so-called because they focus solely on providing financial guarantees, charge a premium to cover interest and principal payments should bonds default. The industry sprang up in the 1970s, first focusing on municipal debt and later branching out into structured products like mortgage securities. That expansion backfired spectacularly when American house prices crashed. For a few weeks in 2008, the previously obscure monolines, the biggest of which were MBIA and New York-based AmBank, became front-page news as fears spread that they might be unable to pay claims on hundreds of billions of dollars of securitized debt. Rating agencies responded by downgrading monolines' own debt. That did for some of them, given that the business was largely about lending the insurer's AAA rating to the bonds. AmBank filed for bankruptcy and was placed in rehabilitation. MBIA avoided going bust, but is a shadow of its former self. Both firms remain in runoff, meaning they cannot write new policies, but have big books of existing business. These days, most new policies are written by either Bermuda's Assured Guarantee or New York-based Build America Mutual. The monolines had hoped that less ravaged municipal bonds would shore them up. But there, too, volume tumbled as issuance dwindled and interest rates fell, eroding margins. Josh Esterov of Credit Sites, a research firm, reckons the muni insurance business is a tenth of its pre-crisis size.